don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
Matt Towns, 93.1 at Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. When you're in situations in your life and you're like, I don't know, I don't really want to ask my mom for advice. I don't have any friends, which is really sad. I'll have to sit down and talk to you about that. You can come to us because Breaking Bad News is definitely a reality.
That's right. And we love to help. So that's why we have Emma calling. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Hi, Emma. Thanks for calling us today. We so appreciate you because this is what we do as your wing women. We offer your help for free. So what's going on?
I appreciate you guys. I'm going to need it. So my best friend, Vanessa, I have some bad news to break to her. So Vanessa isn't married yet. She doesn't know if she wants to be married, like ever, which is totally, you know, totally fine. No problem with that. But she's going through a bit of a phase where she likes to refer to herself as self-partnered, you know, that kind of thing. All right, whatever floats your boat. But I think she's just taking it like a little too far. She created a registry called the Single Gift Registry for all of our friends.
Really? Like,
for her, she has silverware for one and candles and a wine rack, you know, all that good stuff. And all of our friends just think she has lost it. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a bit ridiculous. All of my friends have expressed to me, we all feel like she just needs to meet Mr. Right first, and then everyone would be happy to do a wedding registry. But yeah, so I'm calling to break that bad news to her because our friends and myself, we're not going to do it.
You know, it's funny. I had never heard of this term self-partnered, so I had to Google it, of course. And it does show a single woman by herself in a photo. A self-partnered person would feel whole and fulfilled within self and does not feel compelled to seek fulfillment through having another person or partner, but would love to have all the gifts and glory. So I guess that's what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think was it Emma Watson? I think that was the first.
That's the picture
I ever
of
heard.
That. That's yeah, who's in yeah, it. Yeah. Hilarious.
Well, yeah,
there she is.
It's a new term.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I do? I wouldn't mind doing that for a friend if she's still single and I'm like, I don't know if this will ever happen for you. I'll buy you some dishes. Hell yeah. All right, but you guys, you really aren't into this jam. So basically, what are you going to break the news to her? Like, listen, get out of your la-la land. You're not Emma. You got to work for the person that you're going to get. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Okay.
I'm excited to see how she'll respond to you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Well, are they like homemade registries or are they through like something like Target? Maybe Target makes
it's
them.
It's through a website. It's through Crate and Barrel.
Oh, well, she is a high roller.
She's got great taste.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think, you know, if it were one thing, it'd be one thing if she were like, oh, I just want a few things, like specifically, you know, from Target, but it's like some nice stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's good because Emma Watson uses Crate and Barrel as well. So it makes total sense.
I'm sure she does.
All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. And then when we get back, we'll help you to break the bad news to Vanessa. Like, listen, girl, we get it. You want to be married and you've been to all of ours. But lo and behold, we are not going to be spending any money for your self-partnered party, nor go to any of your Crate and Barrel registries and do anything like that for you. It's sorry. Yeah. It's reality. I don't know. She'll probably either be very mad or very depressed and want to suck on a blow pop. So we'll figure out next with Matt Towns 93.1 Jams. Chris in the Morning Rush.
Morning Rush on
93.1 Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. Sometimes when girlfriends come together, usually you would never feel like you'd have to break bad news or make someone cry or say, I don't like what you're doing. But that's definitely what's happening this morning.
Yes, it is. So we have Emma calling. She's calling to break some bad news to her bestie, Vanessa. So Vanessa isn't married and she really doesn't know if she ever will or if she even wants to. But it seems like she's going through some kind of a phase where she's calling herself self-partnered. So she's created a single gift registry and she wants all of her friends to buy gifts for her. And she's actually registered at the Crate and Barrel. She's got a fantastic taste. But all of her friends think that she's lost it. You know, you got to just wait for Mr. Right and then do a wedding registry. She's calling to break the bad news that they're not entertaining this. They won't be getting her anything.
No. Well, Let it be true.
Yeah.
All right. So, Emma, this is what we're going to do. We'll mute our line. You'll be able to hear us. But when you give your friend Vanessa a call, she will not. We'll eventually chime in. Sound okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Good luck with your bestie. Yeah, here we go. Luck.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you have a minute? Are you busy?
Yeah. What's going on, Emma?
Okay, I don't really know how to say this. Vanessa, I love you. You know this. I have been talking with some of our friends, and we have been discussing your single gift registry. And
yeah.
We feel that we just don't feel comfortable participating in it, basically. And we all got married, and we are happy. We are more than happy to do it up for you. If you do get married, but between the pandemic and a lot of people just being out of work right now, we feel like it's not really feasible to do this right now. And I just wanted to let you know.
I guess I don't understand, because like I've literally bought wedding gifts for some of you, baby gifts for everybody in the group. And it's been like 8 weddings and plus the baby showers. And I've spent like $100 on each of you. And like, I just don't understand why I have to be punished because I'm not getting married. I've spent so much money on you guys for your accomplishments. And I don't understand why you can't just celebrate me as your friend.
All right, okay. Let's chime in. Hi, good morning. Is this Vanessa?
Yeah. What is going on?
Hi, Vanessa. How are you? This is Krista and Tracy from Mantown's 931 Jams, Krista the Morning Rush. You're on the radio today.
Hey.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Uh-huh.
Emma, what is going on?
What? I needed help breaking the bad news to you. I'm sorry, Vanessa.
No, isn't that super sweet of her? I mean, no one else who has had a baby shower or a wedding registry party or a wedding has ever like been asked, hey, you want to come on the radio and talk about your fabulousness? No, but you have.
See?
That is a party that you can't even afford.
That is so true, girl.
I know I can't.
I know, me too.
Okay. So.
Yes.
So that's a great thing about this conversation is that you are like one in a million. You are so special that your girl was like, I'm going to bring you on and let me get some help with this, because breaking bad news is definitely what it is.
Was this like, is this like a crowdsourcing thing, Emma? Like, are we starting like a GoFundMe for me? What's happening?
No.
No, this was really just more of, I didn't know how to have this conversation with you. Yeah. And I care about you, and I just don't. I don't know. This was just a desperate attempt of some sort.
I'm on the radio.
I'm sorry.
So you can tell me that none of you guys are going to do my single registry.
Right.
Yes.
They are banning the registry.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, though, Vanessa, I think it would be a fabulous time, and you girls can wear your masks or whatever, because I don't know how long it's been since you've seen each other. Why don't you guys just come together and have like a house gathering where you are the one that the party is going to be, you know, created for? You know, all your girlfriends can definitely bring you a fabulous gift because they already know you are. And, you know, because there's things that you need. I mean, typically people buy each other stuff for these things because they got another person that they're going to be sharing their life with, and they're like, hell, I ain't going to buy you crap.
Right.
I'm going to have my mom buy me something to give to you.
Right.
Called dishes.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay. Is that something, I don't know, Emma, you'd be willing to, you know, put together?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think,
well, I'm just saying, like, you guys know that I need new stuff. Like, I've been single for so long, and I just don't understand why you get to have new stuff. So, like, if I have to throw a party to get new stuff, I mean, I think that's fine.
Okay, I think it was just, you know, like, registries and stuff, that's usually used for, like, weddings, and you're not, I know you've used the term self-partnered, but you're not having, like, a wedding with yourself, so I think it was more of that bothered a few of us, but I am happy to put together a socially distant gathering, and I'm happy to get you a gift, honestly. I think it was mostly just, I don't know what I want to call it. Just, again, you're just, it's not a marriage. Like, you're not getting married.
Right.
It's not a wedding. So I think that was just a little off-putting for some of our friends. I'm happy to get you a new set of silverware. I'm happy to do that. I just, the context, it was more about the context of that.
Our gift to you will be of your choice, whether you are more attracted to Vin Diesel or Brad Pitt. We will get you a blow-up doll. And hell, maybe you're more attracted to Angelina Jolie. You can have her too. So that will be our gift to you. It's especially for your alone times.
Absolutely. We want to celebrate Vanessa.
Well, if I say I'm marrying the blow-up doll, would that make everybody more comfortable buying me something off my
You know what?
Done.
Yeah.